READOG.com. READOG.com. My World, Get Out. She gets the ball.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. We're going to talk about a great subject today, fellas. Get ready. Get all the ladies out of the room. All your girlfriends, your wives, they're not going to like this subject. Strippers and exotic dancers. What do you think about that?
You know what? Maybe I'm the only woman alive that feels this way, but can't knock your hustle.
I wasn't expecting that.
I mean, seriously, like, I personally wouldn't do it. My dad's still alive, and I'd probably kill him if I did that. But, and you know, just me personally, I don't have the body for it either. I'm kind of full-figured. I couldn't do that confidently. But if you do have the body for it and you're making enough money, I can't knock you.
So you don't find it degrading?
If they don't feel like they're being degraded, why should I give
them? No, I'm asking if you don't find it degrading.
No, because they're doing it to themselves. It's not like someone's forcing them to do it.
I disagree. I know if I had a daughter, I would kill her if she ever did that. I would. I would literally kill. I would go in there. I would kill her. I would drag her out by her hair and say, get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
What if that same daughter made enough money stripping to buy you a new house?
No.
Car.
Nothing. I just
pay all your bills for the rest of your life.
It's morals. This is what we did in America. It's immoral. Immoral. I bet you she voted for Obama, didn't she?
Yeah, I did.
How did I know that? But we won't get into politics because we.
So who did you vote for?
We will.
The other guy. What was his name?
Let me just say. Actually, no.
Did anybody vote for him?
No. Let me say. Everyone knows I'm conservative, and McCain is not conservative. I voted against Obama. I didn't vote for Obama. I voted against Obama. So I didn't vote for McCain because I like McCain. I was voting against Obama because, as you can see, the man is a full-fledged idiot.
I think we should save that topic for next week.
We should, because this is...
I could go in on that one.
Oh, man, I'm ready. All right, I'm rubbing my hands.
Strippers.
Okay, politics off my mind. Okay, strippers, but what if you have a son and he wanted to be a stripper?
That I definitely wouldn't mind. I mean, if my son can get up there and he's blessed, then I have no problem with that.
But you would have a problem if your daughter did it, though.
My daughter probably wouldn't do it just because of the way I would raise her. I would raise her to feel more confident in herself, and she would be such an intellectual that she wouldn't have to get on a stripping pole.
So I find this hypocritical. She wouldn't mind her son doing it, but
I didn't say I would mind my daughter doing it. I just said my daughter probably wouldn't do it.
Okay, I think it's a little bit hypocritical. But what could you expect from an Obama voter? But anyway, what are we talking about here? Okay, so what about exotic dancers? I mean, there's a difference between exotic dancers and strippers, right?
No.
The strippers actually take everything off.
So do exotic dancers. It's just a better name. It's like a glorified stripper.
But what about escorts? What if your daughter wanted to be an
escort?
They're
prostitutes.
You wouldn't want her to be that.
I guess they're kind of the same.
You wouldn't mind your son being an escort.
I wouldn't want my son to be an escort. But listen, there is a double standard against women, okay? Men are allowed to sleep with 500 girls, and it's cool. I mean, look at that song that Lil Wayne came out with. I wish I could all the girls in the world.
I don't listen to mainstream.
Okay. I guess I'm not talking to a real person over here, because who doesn't know who Lil Wayne is?
No, I know who he is, but I don't listen to mainstream. I don't listen to...
All right, well, anyways, like I was saying, there are double standards against women. It's okay for a man to sleep with as many girls as he wants, but if a woman does it, she's a whore. I mean...
Well, that is true. Hey, when you're right, you're right.
Oh, goodness, that's another topic.
No, but listen, I know this, I'm just kidding, though. I mean, how could I put it? To make it short, my father was a sleazebag, battering SOB, and I'm not like that. I'm just, you know, I don't like guys who, like, for instance, I had a friend, let's not talk about it. Never mind. But, because I don't want to bring...
He's traumatized.
I don't want to bring...
Ladies, we still haven't found this man a date. Someone, please.
My mom always used to say, you're going to live alone, son. You're too picky. She's right.
Why are you picky? You should be willing to date just about anyone. I'm just joking.
Where is... No, but because of my dad, I think that I lost a friend because he was that type of person. I liked him and his wife was cool. And I don't like his wife like that, but, you know, she was a cool person.
You liked your friend's wife?
No, not like that.
That is so bad. He's picking all the wrong women. 900 women, his friend's wife.
Could I finish, please?
Okay, fine.
So, she was a nice person and... My friend, he came up.
Hang out with her without him.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, okay. Because of my dad. That's why I'm not like that. He would come over to my house with tramps, wanted me to use my house as his banging place.
Did you let him?
I'm ashamed to say that one time I did, but.
Oh my goodness!
But after that time, you're
such a hypocrite.
I don't condone it,
but I allow it on my couch.
Okay, but that was one time, and I ended the friendship after that. I said that.
The entire friendship.
I haven't
seen
him.
Did you start banging his wife after you?
No, after she got divorced. No, I'm kidding.
Was she a stripper?
No. Okay, never, but how did we get the V? Oh, I was almost said his name.
It starts with a V, folks. Who are all his friends?
It rhymes with my first name, that's all I'll say. He's a bastard like my dad. No. I was talking about my real first name, Rayshon.
Oh.
But anyway.
Vashon. Vashon. Raydog slept with your wife.
X.
I told you. We're talking about strippers here.
How do we get into that?
You're so random. Everything that you do, everything that you say.
Okay, let's get back on track.
That's why it's his show. I'm the one to keep us on track.
Okay, so strippers is good. Yes, you say yes, I say no.
I say, if you're making money, do your thing, Mom.
And I say, don't listen to this woman. You need help. Until next week, folks. See you next time.
Bye.